I've had all kinds of problems.
Blog
doing
Talk
that.
Radio.
Hello, folks. I've had all kinds of problems doing my show the past couple of weeks. My computer that I normally use kind of crashed in the process of updating the firmware on it when I was getting it. The internet went down and kind of everything. So I'm having to learn how to do this on another computer. And it's not really working out well, I don't think. But last couple of weeks, I haven't been able to do a show. I've actually got one going right now, though I am not exactly sure how it's going to turn out because it seemed to be fading in and out, not doing what it's supposed to be. But I'm going to try and do my show here because we're having, you know, not only am I having my problems, but this nation is having its problems. We've finally got a president who is willing to do what needs to be done to get this nation back on track and get this nation doing what it was formed to do. Democrats out there and a few of our Republican so-called friends who've decided that Trump needs to be impeached. Trump needs to be gotten rid of. Trump is not doing the right things. Trump is breaking the law. Trump is not the Constitution. Trump is doing this. Trump is doing that. No, Trump is doing what he told us he would do. Period. And if you Democrats and you so-called Republicans in name only who can't accept the fact that he's now our president, you need to just go away for a while because you've had 40, 50, 60, 70 years to destroy this nation. And we finally got somebody in here who isn't doing that as a part of his agenda and are pissed off and deciding that your agendas have been spoiled. Yeah, we all hope that they have, and we're glad that you're here with us today, and I will get my intro going, and I'll be back right after that. See you in a few.
Roger that. News sources that there is serious talk of Antifa having a rally in
November 4th or 3rd. That's one small step for man.
Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. At the rate our leaders are ignoring our Constitution, we're finding that they cannot lead, nor do they want to keep us safe from our enemies. And yes, we have some. From the crossroads of America, the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show is brought to you through the traditional American Patriot Network with the doctor of this republic, showing that the truth can be told to save this nation. And now, on with the show.
I am trying to get in with a Okay, I'm going to have to get out of here with this one, and I'm going to come back in with my other one. I'll be back in a few short moments. See you in a few. Now, I've only got about a 30-minute show scheduled here, and it's not going to be the best quality. I know. I'm sorry about that. But we are in the process of trying to make things better here through Blog Talk Radio and Conservative Nation Media. We're working on doing what we can to do the things that we need to do to get a better sounding show out here for you. And that is one of the things that we are doing. Like I said, my computer went down about a week or so ago, and we are in the process of trying to get that straightened out. And as soon as that is done, then we'll be back with all of the recordings and things, everything that I've had to do to work on the past couple of weeks has been just stuff that's already been in the chat room. I haven't been able to get rid of anything. I haven't been able to, you know, because if I get rid of it, then it isn't working. But we are working on doing the things that we need to do to get this show better as we work our ways into this new year. There are a lot of things going on right now, and it's like I started the show with. We have things that from places that I go to all the time. Patriot Headlines is one, and one of their first headlines is, "Are Republicans going to be crushed in the 2018 elections?" Now, I've thought about these things also, because one of the main things that's going on here with what is happening is the mainstream media and most of the media that the most of the people listen to do not report anything that Trump is doing good for this nation. And, you know, when it comes to Trump, he has kept his promises. He has done what he said he was going to do, but the media doesn't do that. And, you know, especially with, like with CNN, they're constantly lying about the things that he is doing. What he is doing is trying to bring America back to greatness. And that's not what the liberal media wants. That's not what the Democrats in Washington want. They want this nation destroyed in every way, shape, and form in the aspect of the things that made this nation great. And they don't want those things around. They don't feel that this nation is great. So to be labeled as a great nation is not what they want. It's not what they're after. It's not why they exist, to tell you the truth. But there's constantly things talking about how the Republicans are going to get crushed in 2018. Well, there is a good chance to happen, unless we start pushing our voices out and let everybody know that the mainstream media is talking about is not true. They constantly talking about how Trump is in line to be impeached. They're always talking about all the things that he's doing that is completely against the Constitution, which, as far as I've been able to find so far, there hasn't been anything that's been against the Constitution. Now, he has alienated the press, and that is one of the press, because he will use them like they want to do. Crushes my ideas about them, because I thought and unbalanced. But if you listen to them, and I mean really listen to them, when it comes to talking points that all the others are using against Trump, those same talking points on Fox at times. And it's it's a sham, because 99% of the things that CNN and MSNBC and networks like that talk about when it comes to Trump are purely made up or have been spun in a different way so that it achieves the things that they want to have happen. And that's the plain and simple crux of that whole matter. And if the Republicans don't figure out a way to get the news out that it is not them that caused this shutdown that happened the other day, it was actually Chuck Schumer who caused it, because without his nay vote in this whole thing that happened the other day, all the Republicans would have needed was a slight majority to get their stuff passed. That's all they would have needed. But because Chuck Schumer said no, it made it so the Republicans had to have at least 60% on their side, and that isn't going to happen. Not even in the best of days, because no matter what, we've got all those Republicans in there like John McCain and Lindsey Graham who will not vote the way they are supposed to vote. They will constantly go against what the Republicans are doing, and they'll constantly side with the Democrats. And why they have an R in front of their names is beyond me, because they sound more and more like a Democrat all the time. And John McCain really needs to go, period. John McCain, Jeff Flake, Lindsey Graham, although Lindsey Graham has actually said a few good things lately. But all these people who will not follow the Constitution, who will not follow the law of the land, who will not follow what this nation was formed to be, need to go. And they need to go now. This whole idea that they can sit there and bash this country and tell everybody that this is the worst country in the world and then get away with it drives me absolutely off the rails. I will be right back after these messages, and then we'll get back to the second half of the show. Like I said, I'm only doing about a 30-minute show tonight.
Welcome back to the Dope Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group. That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship. And what breed would you say Satchmo is? I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier, hound, chihuahua-looking kind of mix. Tremendous dog. I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous. You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive. And now he appears to be excited and turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group. And finally, the loving face lick. It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks. Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one. Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you one of those people that the left likes to label as a dumb hayseed hick who believes in the Constitution, the Second Amendment, and freedom? Do you value your guns? Are you a traditional American patriot who is not afraid to voice your support for America? Do you wish that you had a way to get that patriotic message out? Do you dream of the day you can? Well, that day is at hand, because Conservative Nation Media is looking for just such a person. Be a radio host for your very own patriotic venue to get your voice out on CNN. Choose your day and time, and presto, the left will go crazy, because more of the truth they want hidden will get out. So do your part. Email us at conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com to get started informing patriots like you who want their government to know that we know what is going on. That's conservativenationmedia2017, no spaces, @gmail.com. Then you can let the world know we will not be ruled.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's stupid.
Okay, we are back. It's kind of a kind of warm, misty, foggy day here in Indiana, and we're just having ourselves a blast, even though it's not exactly what we wanted to have as weather. It's better than it was when it was cold, and it's gotten warm enough this weekend that all the snow that we had around here is now gone, and that's pretty awesome in this day and age, I guess, when you never know what the weather is going to be or what it's going to do for you. But we are back here and doing what we can to push the agenda of the right and Americanism. And I've always felt that it's not wrong at all to feel like because you're an American, you're an exceptional person. Americans have always been exceptional. World War II would have been a completely different and possibly scary scenario if America hadn't been in it. But the problem that we're having today is that America is now starting to move in the direction of Europe. And Europe right now is being overrun by who want to come in, change the world to their way of thinking, Sharia law, and push their ideals on the people in the countries they're invading. And I know there are people out there who will get mad at me for this, but if you follow through history on Islamic religion, which is not a religion, by the way, it's a way of life, but if you follow through Islam and Muslims, you will see that their way of taking over is to move in quietly like they've done it in small numbers, then they'll start taking over different things. They'll start moving into offices, which they've done here in America. And once they get to that point, which they are at, they've got a three-step plan to take over a nation. And folks, out of those three steps, two have been accomplished here in America. They have taken over whole communities. They have Dearborn, Michigan is now under Sharia law, pretty much. That is not something that you'd think would happen here in America, but it's doing it. It's happening. It's going on. And as long as we have politicians who will not follow the rule of law, who will not do what is needed to do to save this nation, we are going to continue to go down that road to destruction. And that is what Islam wants. They want this nation destroyed. They want this our way of life destroyed. So they come in and they tell youngsters all the beautiful things that could happen if they would convert to Islam. And once they convert to Islam, it's too late. They'll find out that all the things they were told were bald-faced lies. Then it's too late for them to get out safely. Some manage. But for the most part, a lot of them die trying to leave. Or a lot of them get beheaded because they will not conform completely to what Islam states they must. Sharia law and the Constitution are not compatible. Sharia law and the Constitution of the United States are not compatible. One or the other has to go in order for one or the other to stay. And as long as Sharia law, Muslims and Islams are here in America demanding they get what they want and being given what they want, this nation is in for a bad time. Mark my words. It is not going to be a pretty sight if they continue on the way they have been. We have senators, congressmen who are Muslims. Got several here in Indiana, at least one here in Indiana right now. He is pushing for Sharia type laws. He doesn't want the Constitution, although when he took office, he swore an oath to protect it. He isn't. Keith Ellison, I'm sure that many of you have heard of him. He's Muslim. He is one of the people that we do not need in our government. But he keeps getting elected again and again because people are not looking at what they need to be looking at when they cast their votes. All they're doing is listening to what they're saying now. And the Muslims, just like the Democrats, will change their story to fit their narrative. And right now, the Democrats are pushing their narrative that the Republicans are the ones who caused the government shutdown, that 90% of us are not even feeling. And we never would have felt it anyway. If we would have not known this was going on, if the news media had kept quiet about this and the government had shut down, I guarantee you 90% at least of us would never know it happened. And in a year from now, except for the rabid ones that want to destroy this nation, not many of us will remember that it. We have a lot of people in this nation who want to destroy it. We have a lot of people growing up today who want to destroy it. They say the Constitution is old, outdated. But every one of them, and I guarantee you this, if they get what they want, they will soon find out that what they got is not what they wanted, and they're going to want the Constitution back. But I guarantee you that once this Constitution that runs this nation in such a great way is gone, the only way to get it back will be to go to war. And many of these people who are now saying that they want the Constitution replaced will fight and die to get it back. Wishing all along that they had never been so stupid as to try to get rid of it in the first place. I guarantee you this is all coming, folks. What's happening, we need to be careful about what we wish for. Because we continue to wish for the Constitution to go away. We continue to elect people who want the Constitution to go away. And I guarantee you, you'll have to go to war to get another one. And if there's any changes to the new Constitution that you fight for, it will never be as good as the first. And that is a guarantee. I'm running out of time. There are people that probably will hear this show. I hope so. Because the messages that I'm saying here are things we need to take seriously. We need to listen to. We need to know what's going on. Because if we don't, America, as the land of the free, Home of the Brave will be a thing. And everybody who wanted it gone are going to be wishing that they had never called for that in the first place. This is Robert the Infidel Guarding, and I want to end the show with another one of my CNM PRs that we do, the Second Amendment taught here.
When you need to know what America stands for, Conservative Nation Media will let you know. The Second Amendment is taught here, along with why it needs to stay.
We hope that you have a great, great day. What's left of it? It's already dark here. And we hope that you have a good week coming, and we'll see you again next Sunday, and hopefully I'll be able to get my computer up and going by then, and I'll have all my stuff back. American. And I don't want that to start yet, but we hope that you will all come back. There are things that I want to be able to talk about here when it comes to this show. We need new hosts for Conservative Nation Media. We have the whole. Maybe we can get Conservative Nation Media being back like it was before, where we had shows every night of the week instead of just one night. And if any of you want to try to get going, here's the way to do it. Are you one of those people that the left likes to label as a dumb, hayseed hick who believes in the Constitution, the Second Amendment, and freedom? Do you value your guns? Are you a traditional American patriot who is not afraid to voice your support for America? Do you wish that you had a way to get that patriotic message out? Do you dream of the day you can? Well, that day is at hand, because Conservative Nation Media is looking for just such a person. Be a radio host for your very own patriotic venue to get your voice out on CNM. Choose your day and time, and presto, the left will go crazy, because more of the truth they want hidden will get out. So do your part. Email us at conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com to get started. Informing patriots like you who want their government to know that we know what is going on. That's Conservative Nation Media 2017, no spaces, at gmail.com. Then you can let the world know we will not be ruled.
Okay,
on this foggy and warm Sunday, the New Wise Conservatism radio show is going off the air, and I hope that you all have a great week, and I will talk to you next week and throughout the week with my updates. Have a good day, and remember, we will not be ruled.
We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Brought to you courtesy of the red, white,
big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hell for Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a statue of liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down.
Remember, guys, we will not be ruled. Have a good day.